Well, no one can deny the appeal of a nice long summer vacation, but school officials around the country have concerns about the effects a long summer break can have on learning. Some schools have done away with the traditional school year schedule and opted for a balanced calendar that spreads that long summer break throughout the year. In Michigan, this has already happened in some districts, but not yet in Eaton County. Charlotte Public School officials have been discussing the possibility of making such a change since 2014. Here to update us on where they are in the process, Mark Rosecrans, superintendent of Charlotte Public Schools and Charlotte Board of Education president, Mike Bruce. Mark, Mike, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad you're here. Mark, we know about concerns with the summer slide. Do you share those concerns?
I do. I feel like our students that over the course of June, July, and August, upwards of 8, 9, or 10 weeks away from school is detrimental to their academic achievement.
Mike, do you tend to agree, or where do you stand?
Yes, I do. Yep, I agree with Mark. I think that we've noticed over the years that we see that slide happening, and sometimes more than other years, but yes, it is there.
Before we get to other reasons for possibly embarking on this and resistance as well, Mark, describe what the school year schedule would look like if you went down this road.
Well, it would still be going into 16-17, 180 days of school year, and we wouldn't implement this, and this is a board decision for 17-18, but it would really have the school year starting early to mid-August, and then have periodic breaks throughout the school year, and some of them would still resemble what we already have in terms of Thanksgiving, the holiday break, spring break. But then the school year would extend a little bit longer into June so that we would be distributing the school year more equally over 11 months versus 9.
Mike Bruce, I know you've said you wouldn't want Charlotte to make the changes and be the only district who does it in the county, that it would be stronger for the county to make the move together. Why do you feel that way?
Well, I just think that we all need to be unified so that, you know, our calendar is on the same page. I think that it would be beneficial for all the school districts rather than to have one that's on one calendar and one that's on different calendars. I think it would make difficult decisions making and how that we would approach that. So
can you give us an example? I mean, why if Charlotte went it alone?
Well, I think, you know, looking at scheduling for athletics, academic things that go on throughout the year maybe would be difficult where we're trying to do that with other members of the county where they're on a different schedule than we are.
Michael, continue with you. The board is meeting next Monday, May 9th, and I take it you were originally scheduled to vote on this issue then, but is that no longer the case?
Yes, we are going to table it until we have a countywide meeting. We're trying to schedule that. I know right now it's probably late June that we're going to get together as a county, all the boards, and discuss this.
Mark Rosecrans, have you heard from other districts at this point? This topic's been on the table long enough. You must have some idea of how some of the other districts feel.
Yeah, the other districts, again, each is unique to their communities, but like Mike just mentioned, the sentiment is to try to get a countywide meeting to allow the Board of Education members that represent both or all of those communities to really have a conversation about do they support this or do they not? Do they see the merits that this offers, or should they stay with a traditional calendar? And again, it's the Board of Education that will make this decision representative of their communities.
I'm speaking with Charlotte Public School Superintendent Mark Rosecrans and Mike Bruce, president of the Charlotte Board of Education. The district is considering a move to a balanced calendar. Mike Bruce, besides the summer slide, talk to us about some of the other reasons for moving to this schedule. I know the reasons have been put on the table involving at-risk students and other reasons. What are some of those?
Well, I think that we're trying to help kids that are struggling. It would give us an opportunity for us to have more time with those students when they have time off throughout the school year, to work with them to improve their academics and to give them some additional things that they may need.
Mark Rosecrans, to what extent do people who oppose this move have a case? I mean, what about the fallout from making a change, the negative fallout from making a change like this?
Well, like I've stated all along, I can see both sides of this concept. The majority of us in Michigan, parents and students, have always known the traditional calendar. And the traditional calendar has great merits in terms of everything that we do, you know, August through June. And it does, you know, align with how we do athletics and the extracurriculars and the CTE offerings with colleges. The balanced calendar is the same in terms of the amount of school days. It just distributes them differently. And, you know, a lot of the feedback we have heard from our community is, you know, shortening the summer is a concern, the concern about our facilities being climate controlled for the August and June time frames.
Right.
And then how does it impact the athletics if other districts don't go to this? So, you know, all of that has been shared. We've also heard from parents about childcare concerns, but I think the lens that we passed it through is what ultimately does it do for our students and their experience when they're here at school, academically, behaviorally, socially. Everything's been geared towards their success.
Mike, how big a factor is the lack of air conditioning in this? I know some school buildings are not equipped with AC.
Yeah, you know, I think that we can work through that with some alternative types of things short term. You know, I think that, you know, we're looking at it only being maybe two or three additional weeks in the fall. So I think that we will have to address it long term, you know, that we would have to climate control the buildings. But I think that we can do some things in the short term to make that happen.
Mike, how do you feel about this personally? I mean, is this a move you just individually would like to see?
Yeah, you know, I support it. I think that it's good for kids. I think my concern is do we have everybody, all the players on board, teachers and staff, the community, and those types of things. And that's what we're listening to and hearing as a board from our community and seeing what they want. But I personally think it's good for kids. I think it would be the right move at some point for us to do.
Do you think you're persuading people? I mean, people who have been against it. Do you feel like you are beginning to persuade some number of those people?
You know, I'm not sure whether we are or not. You know, I think that we still have some work to do in that area to persuade people into it. I think we need to continue to show them the benefits for all kids. You know, and I think there are benefits for all kids. Kids at the higher level, kids at the lower levels, I think that there's opportunities for both of them. So I think that's what we need to do is show them those benefits.
Mark Rosecrans, how vigorously would you say you're promoting this idea?
Well, again, I presented the recommendation to the board in April, and their feedback was they really wanted to hear how the other Eaton County boards feel about this. So, you know, again, the boards are going to make this decision, and we're going to try to pull together that meeting in June and let the boards talk. I would say, you know, our commitment has, if we consider this, that we would use the 16-17 school year as a year of preparation and then move to implement this in 17-18 if the boards in each of the Eaton County schools don't necessarily align with that. It could be shifted out to 18-19. You know, there's really no reason to rush into this. This needs to be embraced by all the communities, and if it's not, then what are the roadblocks or what are the things that are concerning to those communities?
Mike, where do you feel parents stand on this thing broadly? Are they leaning in, do you think they're leaning right now in one direction or the other?
No, I think they're pretty split right now from what we're seeing in the surveys and things. I think that there is a split, and that's a little concerning. I'd like to see more, you know, definitive one way or the other. But I agree with Mark and some of the things that he just said. So,
Mark, where's your faculty on this? You've taken their temperature broadly. What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, our faculty is split. Our teachers, we did a one-question survey, and our teachers are kind of 2-1 against this, but our support staff is kind of the opposite. It's they're supportive of it. So, like our community survey results, they've been split all along because, again, it's a change in how we deliver the service. The days remain the same, but going from a traditional to a balanced, there's some unknown there.
And if let me ask each of you to close here. If it didn't unfold this way, Mark Rosecrans, how would you feel?
I've been okay all along with staying with the traditional or the balanced. I can see positives and negatives on both sides of this. This is just an opportunity for us to really impact our students differently. I genuinely feel like the more connected our students are to the school, the better. And having that over 11 months versus 9, I just really feel like socially, behaviorally, academically, all of those aspects our students would be the beneficiaries of.
I've been speaking with Charlotte Public School Superintendent Mark Rosecrans and Mike Bruce, President of the Charlotte Board of Education. The district's considering a move to a balanced calendar. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.